The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sorry, I'm looking at a scary video of a Tibetan mastiff. Looks like a big lion trying to attack somebody.
Yeah, those are awesome dogs.
But aren't they really mean? Like, even if you don't train them to be mean, they're mean?
They're territorial, and they're loyal to their family. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they can be pretty unfriendly to strangers.
Are they big?
Huge. One of the biggest dogs. And wow. They can cost over $1 million.
Mm. Really? For one dog?
Mm-hmm. That's the most expensive dog I think you can get.
Wow.
If you can get, and they're based in China, I think, to even get one here, it's kind of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. I'm checking on the progress of my new vehicle being delivered that I ordered.
Hmm? Your new vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
You bought a car?
Yeah, but you have to wait so long on everything now. Parts and computer chips and all that stuff.
Sure.
But have y'all seen the Rizvani tank? That's what it's, a Rizvani brand.
No.
It's
from Irvine, California.
Mm. You wouldn't like anything.
It's an SUV,
and it's a tank.
Mm. Well, it's called a tank because it's a big SUV thing. It looks like a tank. Yeah. The military edition is the one that I'm getting.
Okay. For tooling around the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. It's bulletproof. Well,
he lives in the country now, so
It's bulletproof, built for civilians, 20 security features, all that stuff. It's awesome.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. I got a few upgrades on it, but I think the starting price is like $259,000. So
okay.
I had a little wiggle room there to work with.
Whoa.
It's bad, though. It's bad, eh?
Hell, yeah.
Tell me it's not. Look at that thing.
Yeah, that's dope. Kind of looks like a future Hummer.
Mm. Look at that face.
Oh, that is pretty bad. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm going to let y'all ride in it.
Hell, yeah.
Gas or electric?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't even ask. I just assumed that it was some electric piece of shit.
Probably is electric.
California.
It better not be.
Yeah.
That's a smaller picture of it. You can see the whole thing.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah, it is badass. I wanted a truck, but the truck has six wheels on it. I didn't want that. And then there's it's a 6x6.
Yeah.
And then it's called the Hercules. And then the Hercules military edition is 6x6. And it's a truck.
Yeah, it's dope.
Mm-hmm. And it is also starting at $259. That's my monthly payment. That is not bad. $259 a month. How much down?
Come on. Zero down. Mm-hmm.
That'd be all up on that. Yeah. I bet that ride's like a piece of shit.
I bet
it is. Everything. And that's, we were talking about yesterday, how you're getting old, Rick, is the first sign. When you talk about how rough a vehicle rides.
Yeah.
when I was a kid, my parents would talk about, this is a rough riding car. I was like, but it's cool. It doesn't seem like it's riding rough to me, but on an older body, it is rough.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Man, you getting a Cadillac, how smooth that ride is, man.
Huh. My grandpa had a Buick Park Avenue, and I still remember, like, he had those big leather chair, like, yeah, captain chair or whatever you call it. But I remember being little and sinking down into that thing, and it was just, they don't, yeah, I mean, again, you sound old. They don't make them like that anymore.
My aunt had a Chrysler New Yorker from the late 70s. It was about 1990. I spent the summer kind of driving her around, but I went over there and got her. And we drove from Corpus Christi back to Alexandria. It was like a 12-hour drive, 13-hour drive, something like that. And it was like riding on a cloud. And I remember just tearing through Texas, running easy 85 miles an hour, not even realizing you're going that fast. Yep. And you hit a bump, and it's like, the whole car would just float through it. They were so big and so comfortable to ride in.
Yep.
They were also getting about 7 miles of the gallon. Yeah.
But you were also protected in it.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievably so.
Yeah, as soon as they started making cars, those CAFE standards where they had to have, you know, become, you know, so much fuel efficiency and all. Again, another thing, environmentalism is screwed up. More people started dying in auto accidents because they had to make them a lot lighter. And, you know, they said, though, that the physics of it worked out because the lighter cars absorb the blow and they fall apart.
Right.
Whereas the driver doesn't accept the blow. If you're in a car that is, and I had some Marxist professor tell this to our class one day. If you're in a heavier, sturdier car, the car doesn't absorb the energy of the blow. The people inside do, because something has to absorb that energy. I was like, get out of here.
Shut up.
I will say this much, in somewhat of a defense of that theory, when my ex-wife totaled her first BMW, because a year later she totaled another one, but that's neither here nor there, both the kids were in the car, and I have never seen, it was a four-door BMW, I've never seen like wreckage like that, because it really did. It shattered, the front just shattered, and it spread the energy out of to wonder. Mm-hmm. You would have looked at that and thought, well, somebody died.
Yeah.
But it turns out it was completely accurate that it worked that way. The way it broke away, it was fantastic.
Yeah, but that's a BMW.
Right.
You know, we're talking about average cars on the road. You know.
Yeah.
The BMW just dropped it like it's hot.
They did. It was excellent.
German engineering. Yes.
So you're not meeting up with Alexis and her friends, Riggins, to do what is the activity? Oh, y'all are going bowling or something, going to some little arcade bar thing?
Yeah, bar hopping.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like a wonderful time with you?
I might. I just got to see if I can work it out in my in the day, but very possibly.
I mean, I'm the best wing woman. I could totally hook you up with all the hot girls.
Yeah, how many of the girls going are hot?
There's a lot of them.
How many girls are going, and how many of them are hot?
I don't know a total. It's a big group.
What's the percentage of women to hot women?
Yeah.
Are there some not hot girls going in your group?
I don't know. I'm not the one that did the invite.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The invitation.
So you're not the one throwing the little get together, no, then, huh? Mm-mm. But yet you felt you were okay to invite an outsider such as Riggins into the group.
What's an open invitation?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's like, oh yeah, we're gonna be here. Everybody, whoever wants to come by, meet up. This is where we're gonna be at. Mm. That's how we do things.
I don't think it's good to bring in outside people to a group.
This is how we do it nowadays.
Yeah,
nowadays.
So
that's how it's been done for bajillions of years.
Right. Well, I witnessed not long ago a situation where this group of friends had a trip planned, and at the last minute, one of the friends brought a friend that none of the rest of them knew and effed it up for everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's just etiquette. You're not supposed to do that.
Was it a girls' trip?
No. No. It was both, men's and women.
Like couples?
No.
Oh.
No, just friends. There was one couple in there, I think. But
got it.
But yeah, when you start inviting outside people that the other ones don't know, they haven't vetted. The guy turned out to be an asshole that was the extra one that came along. Now, you know Riggins isn't a jerk, but you're bringing somebody up in there. All your friends are ready to go have fun with familiar people, and then here you come with this old hag.
Question.
Great. Question, when it comes to being a wing woman, Alexis. Mm-hmm. If you knew Riggins was coming, would you start scouting early in the evening? Yeah. Like, okay, I'm gonna try to set him up with these two right here, one of these two, whichever one he likes best, kind of thing.
Yeah. ¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Are these all Latinas?
No, it's not my thing. So there's people there that I'm not gonna know.
That's right. Yeah. So then that's why you shouldn't be inviting.
No, I am gonna be inviting everybody I want. It's a public place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because it's a public place, if there were invitations sent out.
Out of curiosity, let's say that one of the two older guys on the show were single. Would you be playing wing woman for them? Or are they just too damn old?
I don't think where I hang out is where the older guys on the show. Well, I don't know. Maybe one of them. The older guys on the show won't be interested in the women there.
Which one of us would be interested?
One of you guys might be, but the other one might not be. Let's just put it
You're saying one of us might be interested in 30-year-old women and the other one might not be?
And the other one might not be.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I mean,
if I were 70 and single, I'd still be interested in 30-year-old women. What are you talking about?
But you can't like embarrass me and stuff if I take you places.
What are you going to do? Be embarrassed because I just out to answer?
You can't be out like fighting people. You
can't flick your tongue around.
You can't flick your tongue around.
Wearing those short pants that your wife wanted you to get at Banana Republic.
Yeah.
What's those short pants?
I didn't get the short pants.
What's up, Capri?
Eating dog biscuits because you're drunk. Like, you can't do that.
This is who we think I am.
I need you
now
to be on your bestest behavior.
This is who we think I am now. I'm whatever.
Now, if you had some good-looking 30-year-old friends who were non-English speaking or mute, then I would be interested in that. As long as I don't have to try to have a conversation, for more than 5 minutes with a 30-year-old. Like, if I don't have to connect, in that way.
Right.
Just
sit there and could, smile.
And they, not even that. I don't even need you to smile. I just don't want to have to talk about things that 30-year-old women are into and like. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You don't like talking to me?
Nope.
Whatever.
He said no.
Mm-mm.
I mean, realistically, do you think if you were at a dinner party, and TJ was just like, he sold insurance. And for some reason, he was at the dinner party and you were at the dinner party. Do you think you two would fall into a long, drawn out, like, could have a good conversation with each other?
Oh, yeah, because he would get one, he would talk to me for like 1 second and be like, oh my God, this girl is so cool. I need to hang out with her all night.
But would you have an interest in talking to him?
Yeah.
No, I would sit there and go in my head, all right, she's used the word vibes 3 times already. Universe, spirit.
Yeah.
Energy.
Instead of says, she says. And I was like,
toxic.
You would think I was so funny. And you go home and be like, oh my God, I met the funniest person today at this dinner party.
Funny looking.
And I would go, I don't know whether she's Hispanic or Asian or... She talked a lot, and she was really, really high.
Sounds about right.
But I may have her, signing up for a new life insurance policy.
Yeah.
No, I don't mind talking to 30-year-old people in general, but I'm saying if I were trying to have a romantic connection to a 30-year-old, I would insist that she be mute or not understanding English at all. Or it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
Calladita, okay? Calladita.
Oh, and she also wouldn't be able to have a cell phone.
What?
Why no cell phone?
Because I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't want that up in my face all the time, you know.
Let's take a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
TJ doesn't want to sit down at dinner and just automatically think, I got to push my drink.
Right. When my drink hits the table, I want to take a sip out of it. I don't, you know.
Yeah, I was like, no, when we went out to dinner with Jody and TJ, nope, don't take a sip yet. You take a picture.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More. Now.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Ace, when you were growing up in your town in Louisiana, did y'all call them cockroaches or just roaches?
Roaches.
Yeah, we did too. We roaches. Only said roaches. We never said cockroaches. We were Christian people. Don't be talking about, don't even say cock in my house.
Oh my God.
We're not saying it.
Cockroaches.
They're roosters and roaches.
Yeah.
Cucarachas.
They're rooster fights. Chicken fights, not cock fights.
Well.
Keep the word cock out of your mouth.
Noted. Mm.
Is there a difference in a regular roach and a cockroach, though, or are they all cockroaches?
I have no idea.
Because there's different breeds of roaches.
Yeah, those water bugs, aren't those cockroaches?
Mm-hmm. I thought, no.
They look like cockroaches.
What does that mean? Why would they look like cockroaches and not smaller roaches look like cockroaches?
I don't know. They just look like cockroaches.
Yeah, because they're bigger, and that's what that's the only way you envision it.
Water bugs. Oriental cockroach. That's what it is.
All right, but what? But I think they're all cockroaches, right? Isn't it one word, cockroach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't wonder why.
I don't know.
Ew, I hate them so much. Ew.
Mm-hmm.
I know a person that keeps hissing cockroaches.
What? Yeah, those are weird.
My sister-in-law's sister. She has hissing cockroaches.
She keeps as hissing cockroaches.
Are they the ones that had the pet shrimp?
They bred shrimp. Yeah.
Did I never tell you one pet that? Shrimp.
True story.
They bred and so sold cuddly. Shrimp.
Yeah, you never had a shrimp crawl up in your lap and watch TV with you?
Like, oh, look at you, so cute with your little tail.
Yeah.
Ball and, pythons.
And
dogs.
Who is this person?
This is my sister-in-law's sister.
Wow.
She used to run a pet store, believe it or not. And sweetest, it's a couple, they just love animals. And they have their whole kitchen table filled with cages and critters and...
Creepy crawlies.
No, these, I'm assuming, politically conservative people.
I don't know about their political leanings. I don't know. One would imagine that they are to the left. I can only imagine, but you don't know.
Have you ever been over there to see all of their animals?
No.
I wonder what it smells like.
What it smell like?
Be like, this is my pet shrimp. His name's Shrimpy.
Yeah.
He has a little collar on him. Yeah. Or it. I don't know.
Yeah. How often do you have to take a shrimp out to walk and pee and everything?
I don't know.
You get a shrimp leash.
I don't know.
Little shrimp leash. He got little toys in there.
Hey, let me call you back. I gotta walk my shrimp.
I gotta walk my shrimp.
Now I gotta get the shrimp to the vet today.
I don't know if they get big enough, like where you can, like, does it look like a shrimp you would eat, like a shrimp cocktail?
I don't know. I've never heard of that. People having at-home shrimp
and selling them. They sell them.
I would eat it. I'll get hungry one day.
Unless you just want them for an aquarium or something that, you know, like you would have fish and stuff in an aquarium. You just watch the shrimp.
I don't know.
You know, like those pet lobsters they have down to the grocery store sometimes.
Yeah. It's a pet lobster.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never gotten a lobster from the grocery store.
Me neither.
As a matter of fact, I've never had lobster in my house. One, I'm not that crazy about lobster.
I haven't either.
And two, I just never have, it's never come up to even think. Yeah. You want me to get a couple lobsters for dinner tonight?
I don't think I have either.
You've had lobster tails though, right? Because you grilled them on the grill.
Yeah, that's true. I did. Yeah, that's right. I did that.
See, I haven't because I don't.
That's the lobster. That's my wife, bougie shit.
Lobster tails to me, lobster tail is like white meat chicken.
I love lobster.
It's actually pretty good. It was delicious
with
when I
some
did
drawn
it.
Butter. Oof. Yeah. My mom, when we were little, she used to get the lobsters from the fresh market in Boston, and I would see her put them in the pot, and it was horrible.
Man. Bland, bland, bland.
I was going to say, there's nothing in my life, it never crossed my mom's mind to get a lobster from the grocery store. First off, I don't think we had lobsters in the grocery store when I was a kid. And even if we had it, she was like, we're not kidding.
What's the difference in drawn butter and regular butter?
Drawn butter is clarified melted butter.
Oh, look at you.
Wow. What does that cost if you were to buy a lobster out of that tank? Is that
it's by the pound. Usually.
And what do they weigh? A pound, like 2 pounds?
Two to 3 pounds. Usually a lobster, if you get it at a grocery store, is going to be like $25 to $30 something, really? I would think.
For one lobster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For some bland ass lobster.
But I don't even know.
You're like eating a big thick piece of,
let's see,
jelly roll.
It's not like a piece of jelly roll. That is not at all what it's like.
With no flavor. Just like, gummy, nasty ass lobster.
Stop.
Now, I like a lobster bisque, but I'm liking the bisque more than the lobster in that.
You don't like a lobster roll?
Yeah, I do. I do. But that's claw meat as well in a lobster roll, which is the dark meat of the lobster.
It is.
So that's the part that I like. And then they mix it up with all the different, you know, with the dressings and the vinegars and all the spices and everything. My only complaint about lobster, though, in all seriousness, is that it's bland. And butter does not flavor it enough. You know, I gotta have some Tony Sheraghans on it. I gotta have, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Yup.
Crawfish is 10 to 50 million times better than lobster.
And a more fun experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just sit back and it's just relaxing. Lobster feels very formal.
I like crab legs.
Nah, that's too much work.
Oh, I love crab
this
legs.
This is my wife's dinner last night.
Oh, yep. Yum. There you go.
They give you one piece of corn, that's it?
Well, that's just all she got at the time. I mean, I'm sure you can get more than that.
I need more corn.
And one potato. But, you know, I'm not a... Yeah, not a big plain lobster tail person, like a surf and turf. None of that. Because I'm not bougie. I'm just a simple fella. You know,
you are bougie.
I am.
I'm just a simple fella. I like the, the bare necessities is all I require.
Yeah.
I think steak Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butterflied.
Yes.
Who do you think's more bougie, Alexis, Ace or TJ?
TJ.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you are.
No, but why would you say that? What are the reasons?
Because you're never happy. You have to, like, sit inside.
She's just going to take this opportunity to shit on
you.
Your eyes are too close together.
And you obviously don't know what bougie means.
I can only have beer that is this type of beer.
But the type of beer that I want is plain. cheaper beer that is the common man beer. So that's not bougie.
Beer preference is the epitome of not being bougie. Yeah.
You're annoying.
Your ass is bougie.
You want to argue all the time. You
need an IPA.
What does that have to do with being bougie?
It all falls under the same category.
Yeah, I mean, the beer thing is the exact opposite of being bougie.
Okay, he's high maintenance. Isn't high maintenance and bougie the same thing?
You're getting closer.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay, well, you're high maintenance.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you most certainly are.
I am the opposite of high maintenance.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Rob, shut up. Rob, what the hell? Who's the one been checking on you, Rob, all week?
Oh, I appreciate it.
See if you're feeling okay and all that, and then you're going to jump in with this little...
I thought I was going to have something different to say, and then
he
I started...
He does that, though.
Mm-hmm.
He switches sides real quick.
Who, Rob?
Damn, yeah. now you're jumping on me.
Yeah, you bougie, Rob.
You bougie, Rob.
You little bougie, Rob.
Bougie ass.
In there switching sides like a bougie
well,
ass.
Well, at least I ain't got heavy shit in my house like Ace does.
That's bougie. Yeah. I'm going to have some old heavy-ass old English furniture.
Old antiques.
Not even in my damn house.
It's like a damn. Yeah,
he thinking he on the mug and crown or something.
He has tapestries.
Like Andy Brojo.
Yeah.
This was my great-grandfather.
Both of y'all bougie.
Now, you... Yeah. Are the only one on the show that is the traditional definition of bougie.
Yeah, explain, elaborate.
The original definition of bougie was somebody who has an outer appearance at times of being sophisticated and of the upper echelon, but in other times they are ratchet and redneck and ghetto. That's what bougie is.
That sounds like you guys too.
That's like somebody who's driving a brand new top of the line Bentley parked outside a raggedy ass trailer that they live in. That's bougie.
Okay, now, well, if that's the
definition
of bougie, then y'all are bougie too.
Mm-mm.
How is that? Because
y'all be eating squirrels and then have a nice ass truck.
Got a point with that one.
I mean, you but have a nice house, but you eat roadkill.
Yeah, well, you act like you are going around like a restaurant critic to all the nicest restaurants in town, but then you take styrofoam containers to go out with you dancing. Holding styrofoam containers while you're on the dance floor. That's bougie. Now,
that's called having fun.
Jason just DM'd us, and he may have a point a little bit here. He says TJ's bougie because he has to eat in a sit-down restaurant.
That's true. He can't go anywhere where the menu you have to look up and there's no server. That is the epitome of bouginess.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
You always have to have... you always have to change up your food order. You have to have customized meals at restaurants.
Okay. Customized. Yeah. That's a way to put it, I guess.
So you go in and you order I don't know, what do you call those things? You love those pupusas.
Mm-hmm.
And the pupusas at this fine restaurant are handmade each time you order it, ordered fresh. But the recipe and the way they come has beans in it.
I'm are not ordering going, them.
Are you going? It's all they have.
It's bean pupusas. That's it.
So are it's you got eat
meat,
it or not?
It's got meat and beans in it, and you want the pupusa.
That is not the
what
same
are you
comparison.
What are you going to do? You're going to order it and say, "Can you not put the beans in it?" And I'm going to go, "Bougie."
No, because yeah. That's never the going
actual,
to happen.
The actual name of the restaurant is Bean Pupusa.
Yeah. That's all we
pupusas
have.
And beans. Yeah. Pupusas and beans.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Then you're going to order it with no beans, and then when you get it, you're going to sit and talk about how it sucks compared to your grandma's pupusas.
I'm not going to say that at mm-hmm. all.
Yeah, you go.
Shut up with your bougie ass.
If bougie means sophisticated and mannerly and, dare I say, classy, then bougie I am.
Last time I checked,
if that's the definition,
sophisticated people didn't eat squirrels off the street.
I don't eat squirrels off the
y'all
street.
Y'all do. You talk about it all the time.
Not off the street.
Saying that people mm-hmm. do, but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they haven't had squirrel in forever.
You're right, Rob. Yeah. I haven't in forever.
I wish I had some.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
What happened to... Okay. There's a dad named James Austin. I think he is in the UK somewhere. And he went to a candy shop, and he was getting his churin some treats, and he got him a bag of gummies, not marijuana gummies. But these are called porn sweets, and they are gummies shaped like body parts. And he didn't realize it until he had handed them out to his kids, and they were eating them.
Man.
So there's it's six different things in the mixture of candies here. It's a gummy hyena.
Yeah. Oh god.
A little swimmer.
Oh, ew. Okay.
A gummy that is shaped like boobs.
Okay.
With the nipples. Another one with his butt cheeks.
And
one that is a deer. And then another one that's just a sexy pair of lips.
And he realized it as they were enjoying it. So they didn't know anything.
No,
he
just it's a funny story. He's joking that they're going to need therapy and all that stuff. But who knew? I didn't know they had this kind of stuff out there.
Yeah.
Of all people, I would have expected. I mean, TJ, you found a whole package of dirty emojis that you've been sending everybody.
But this is the kind of stuff that women would be into, as bachelorette party favors and things like that. You know how when they go to those parties, it used to be more of them where they would order sex toys and stuff from. You know, so it was like a home party. Yeah.
That you would try them out and stuff.
And they give you pencils to fill out the thing, what items you want and all, and the pencils have little erasers that look like peni. And then you would taste whatever, like body whipped cream and all that. They would put it on the end of the peni, and you'd taste it that way. Bachelorette parties are always, themed that way.
Penises.
I remember my mom came home from work one time when I was a kid, and she had a box of peni mints. And I was like, what is this, Mom? What are you doing?
She got those at work?
Yeah, I guess they had some type of party for one of the nurses there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now.
Okay.
If men.
Hey, Miss Lady.
If men were having those same types of get-togethers, and there was a guy in the front of the house, in the living room, and he's showing all the men these male masturbatory aids, and then they are tasting whipped creams and stuff from a female novelty body part.
Trash.
Oh, just
dirtbags.
Sick perverts.
What's wrong with the world today?
Perverts. First of all, do you see any wife getting out of the house to let him and his friends have such a party?
No,
to begin with.
And I don't see any wife ever say, oh, you go have a good time.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what you bring home.
Right. Like herpes.
Yeah.
Check it out. $83. Look at this one work.
Yeah, so if he comes home with a male masturbatory aid, and she's like, well, what? Why did you get that? Well, I mean, I thought you were going to get something we can use to get. Well, we can. You use it on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a dirtbag.
Mm-hmm.
All you think about, trash.
And she would probably, if she went along with it, she'd probably say, okay, but I'm keeping that. You're not just going to have access to that anytime you want it.
Just going to hang on to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep Mr. Suck Bang Blow
here. Oh, my goodness.
That's the name of a biker bar in Myrtle Beach.
Is that?
Yeah. Used to be. I don't know if it's still there or not. But my problem with this, though, this whole thing, this mix-up this dad had, is I don't like gummy things.
Yeah, I can't believe they taste very good either. No. They're not high quality gummies.
You're saying if you're making the dirty gummies, they're probably not of the finest quality.
Yeah, especially in the UK.
Right. It's a two hole gummy. I'm sure they're delicious, but I'll stick with the Sour Patch Kids gummy worms,
Warheads.
Yeah, not the butthole.
No, you don't want a butthole gummy?
I can't imagine. I'd probably, if I saw like my nieces or nephews are eating them, I'd definitely take a picture before I told them. Eating a butthole.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Their little faces would be on Reddit.
Afternoon. Look what they're eating.
But, he's holding up. He got a whole bag of them.
A whole bag.
A whole bag of
dirty gummies.
Mm.
Eat a bag of. I will.
Why don't you just go eat them?
I will do that.
But you can't blame him. He just wasn't paying attention. He just goes in, grabs that little scoop thing. I think it's called, let's see, what's the name of the place? It's called Candy Shop Diana is what it's called.
Diana, you little.
Oh, dirty minx. Diana.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Take you to the candy
Diana's
shop.
Diana's dirty.
I just knew you were going to say a name that was dirty.
He just put the little, got the little scoop, pushed them, dumped them into the bag and said, oh, my kids are going to love these.
She's like, good choice. Thank you, Diana. I love those.
Those are our best ones.
What do you got, Dad? I have some gummy two holes for you.
Yeah.
So, in the day and age of not being able to, make vulgar jokes with your, with your employees and things like that, how the hell do you hire candy makers to come in and you're telling them, all right, you're going to be making candy that looks like body parts and all of that?
I think it's got to be in the job description in advance.
Mm-hmm.
They have to know in advance.
You got to screen them and go, are you cool?
Yeah, and they have to be, they have to be asked at some point, like, just so you are aware, the types of products that we make here are of an adult nature. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
And they say, yes, I'm a whore.
Yes, because I'm a whore.
Yeah. I'm a slut. It's fine.
Then is that something that you don't mind telling everybody what you do for a living? I'm a candy maker.
Oh, I'm sure you would tell all your female friends.
Yeah, I know, but ladies, like your parents. Like you're young, you just got out of candy making school. You finally got it, your first real job. You got your career going and you're making, candy booties and. But,
I think
candy booty sounds better than candy butthole.
Yeah,
nobody needs to know the specifics. I think you say, "Oh yeah, I'm making candy for was it Brock's? Brachs? That's candy cup Brachs. However you pronounce that.
Oh, these aren't.
No, I know, but I'm saying you're still like.
Oh, is it Brachs? I always thought it was Branch.
No, there's
no
Brock.
Definitely no end.
I thought it was Brachs. I just didn't know how. I don't know what it is technically. Brach apostrophe S. That's all.
Branch.
I don't know what.
No, there's no N in there.
Oh.
Brock's.
Yeah, I make candy penises.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
I'm a little little penis chocolatier. Yeah,
we make adult candy penises. I make penises and boobies, but I'm my specialty is the tool.
Yeah.
I can make you a bear, but you want something a little better?
Yeah.
Like, would you like to taste our ass?
They're like, are they good? Nobody cares. Yeah. That's the point of it. You know, I didn't do that great in candy making school. So the beauty of this is that they don't care what it tastes like.
Are they good? What do you care?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, you're such a sophisticated palate here. You're gonna judge the sweetness of my gummy penis.
Yeah. Yeah, they're delicious. What do you think? Mm. You want them or not? Cash for credit. Let's go.
They ought to make them like. They ought to make them like they do the chocolate bunny rabbits. Like make big ones that are thick that you can just bite off of.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They make chocolate penises that way too.
Do they?
They get a big mold of it and like a chocolate bunny.
Really?
Yeah. You can get pretty much anything, any type of dessert, like a pastry or cakes and any of that stuff shaped like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a place that's sold out of their strawberry jumbo gummy pecker is what it's called.
Gummy.
They're sold out. It's out of stock. Yeah. We can't keep them in stock.
Did my dad write that description for their website calling it a pecker? You better keep your little pecker in your pants. I don't need any grandchildren in high school.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at lostworldsbeer.com. That's lostworldsbeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go!
All right, don't forget... there is never, ever a bad time for you to get your guy clean down there. You know, it doesn't have, you know, everybody says this is the best time to order the Manscaped, but there's always the best time to order Manscaped for your man. What they have now is the Ultra Premium Collection, and that is the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0, which is the trimmer with the advanced skin safe technology. You know, reducing on the nicks and the cuts and the blood. Because nothing freaks a guy out more than seeing blood appear all of a sudden.
Never a bad thing.
No. And it comes with the deodorant, the kind for your armpits. And the hydrating body spray, body wash, 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, which is all of these products are great. And, you know, Manscaped has quality stuff. I know we have fun with what their products are for and everything, but they really are great products, you know, all jokes aside. And the free gift of 3-pack of lip balm, Manscaped lip balm. Which is good, too. So they just keep getting bigger and better at Manscaped. So here's what you do. You go to AceTJ, go to manscaped.com and use the promo code AceTJ. That will get you 20% off and free shipping. So manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ. You will be so glad that you did. It's very handsome, too.
What?
The Manscaped products. They're all manly looking.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
But and stuff. The bottle that the body wash comes in can be used as a weapon against burglars and things if you need to. It's, yeah. I mean, heavy aluminum that would knock somebody out.
Cool.
Yeah. Sturdy. Like a man.
Like a real man.
Like a man.
It's a man's
like
bottle.
A man. So today is National Clam Chowder Day, which is, I'm not a clam chowder person.
Yeah, I've never had a lot of clam chowder in my life.
Chowder.
I like some clam chowder.
Do you really?
I love it.
I mean, I don't mind it, but love it's just it. Not something that I'm going to go, you know what, I would love to. I'm going to cook some clam chowder tonight.
I used to eat it every day when I worked at the seafood restaurant.
Now, crab and corn chowder, Louisiana-style dish, that's one of my favorite things. Have you ever had that, Alexia?
Yes.
Crab and corn chowder?
Mm-hmm. I love any type of soup,
mm-hmm.
except bean soup and lentil soup.
That's about the only thing my wife will eat as leftovers, soup type thing, like chili or red beans and rice or gumbo, vegetable soup, that chicken noodle soup. And she'll only eat it once. Once left over, and then she's done with it.
Man, that has always, I know you've told me this a million times, it's always has boggled my mind that she won't eat that again.
But we'll always get whatever she doesn't eat at a restaurant to go.
But never
just to keep me from eating it.
Yeah.
Just so I can't have it. And it'll sit in the refrigerator until, you know, she cleans out the refrigerator that week, and then it's gone. She throws it out. She might as well just say at the restaurant, no, I'm not going to eat the rest of this, but I don't want him to eat it, so just take it away now. Instead of going through the charade of saying, I'm going to eat that tomorrow, or I'll eat that. There are times, though, when she will eat, like if we go to lunch and she has half a sandwich left, she'll take that to go and then eat it for dinner.
Okay.
But not the next day.
I was going to say, but that's different, mm-hmm. though, because that's not even, it doesn't even make it a day.
And I'll go almost a week with eating certain things.
Yeah. Sure. Doesn't bother me the least.
Just tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
Except pizza. If it's leftover pizza, first of all, I would never have pizza for a week in the refrigerator. It wouldn't last that long.
Yeah, it doesn't make it past the next day.
But yeah, I'll go the next day on pizza, and then after that, I don't want it.
I love leftover pizza.
Yeah, you're right
too.
For a few days, I'll eat it.
I don't want it a few days.
I never have it a few days because if I've gotten pizza on a Sunday, there won't be more than two pieces left. So on Monday, you say, oh, I'm going to have these last two pieces of pizza. Mm. Usually not as a meal. Like, I'm going to grab these couple pieces.
Or
I'm going to grab a piece of pizza as a snack, and then I have another piece of pizza as a snack. I mean, what better? It's cold pizza. It's a snack. It's perfect.
No, when I ordered that Papa John's New York style pizza, it lasted me like probably 3 days.
It's a big pizza.
So I was pizza for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, I'm over pizza now.
You're like, I've had pizza for 10 days, 12 days in a row.
Three meals
like,
for 3 days.
Yeah. You order a lot of pizza. Nope, one pizza. I've been eating it that big. I've been eating it for 3 days.
Yeah, because they say, you know, the Papa John's New York slice, do you fold it or do you not? And if Alexis had to fold it, she'd have to be like an American flag and get somebody else to help her because she'd be too big for her to fold.
Big old pizza.
Like, yeah, for real.
Big old ass pizza. Big old ass.
I want some right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, does that happen to you, Alexis? Are there foods that are difficult for you to handle because you're dainty?
I mean, no. Anything that's regular person is hard to eat, like a big burrito or a burger, things like that.
Yeah. You have to hold an apple with both hands?
No, I hold it with one hand.
Like Mr. Peepers from Saturday Night Live.
But, okay.
You don't remember that?
The extra large drink at a movie theater or something, I have to hold it with two hands.
Why would you get an extra large?
Or a that large.
Was, yeah.
Because I'm going to be thirsty.
Mm.
Because I'm
going to
be thirsty.
I don't want to go back. I get real dry up in here in my throat. movies make me thirsty. All that sand blowing around and shit.
I guess I'm thirsty.
That was a dumb question. That she, I was thirsty.
What you mean?
Movies are real long these days.
I need a lot of soda.
Exactly.
Mm.
Because I'd be thirsty. That meant 3 hours. I need to drink.
Be eating that popcorn and then get thirsty.
Yeah, does the big popcorn bucket, is it hard for you to
that's work with? No, it's not. And I usually don't get a large popcorn.
Okay.
You know what I don't understand how people do? You go to them and you're in the movie theater and they just get up and either go back to the concession stand or go to the bathroom and just leave the movie and then have to come back into it and have missed part of it.
I can't
even imagine that.
I'm with you. Only if I get up to go to the bathroom, A, I've really got to go to the bathroom.
I'm not enjoying the movie anymore.
And B, it's usually in a movie that I've gone to with Kate. Or something. I was like,
it doesn't matter if you miss it. It's not something you're into. Yeah.
It's the Meg.
Yeah.
If I go to the bathroom real quick, when I come back, it's still this fake ass shark, and I've not missed anything.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. If I'm into a movie and I don't think I could walk away from, at home, you pause it, you go to the bathroom, come out of there in 30 minutes.
I was going
to
say,
feeling lighter, you're ready to sit back down and catch up, start it where you left off.
But I don't want the pause at home to be long.
No.
If we got to stop it, we're stopping this for a minute because there is a specific thing that has to be done. And then we come right back to the movie. But people that'll say, let's start this. And they'll start a movie and then stop it and say, we're going to go to the grocery store, whatever, we'll come back and finish this later. No.
I can do that with an episode, but not a movie.
Not a movie. Yeah, you're right.
It's weird. And I don't want anybody saying a damn thing.
I hate when people talk and trying to watch TV or a movie. Shut up.
Then don't go to the movies with my wife.
Oh, does she talk at the movie theater?
She's asking a lot of, who's that guy? I don't know. We're sitting here watching.
Oh, no.
It's one of those deals.
Is he going to...
a stand-up comics routine?
Is he going to kill him? Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen the movie. Or if we go to see a movie, the one that really stands out to me is Bohemian Rhapsody. Because, obviously, I knew a lot more about Queen than she did. Did that really happen? So was that guy with the real name of his boyfriend? I don't know the details. So where are they in this concert? I don't know. I think it just said Toronto on the screen.
That would stress me out.
I don't know.
My wife and my little friend Jenny will put me in a no-win situation. If we're watching a series or something and, we go watch it one time, we're together, pick it up the next time, whatever.
Yeah.
They'll go, who do you think it is? The killer. Who do you think the killer is? And then I don't want to say, because either they've said before, you always figure these things out, so don't say because you're going to ruin it for us. Or either they'll say, oh, look at him. He doesn't know. He acts like he knows, but he doesn't know, or he would say. But I usually do know.
Obviously.
And I'm trying to help them out. I'm trying to help them out by not telling them.
Because they're going to get frustrated.
Yeah, I don't want to be a spoiler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, why y'all even ask? If whatever I say, you're going to scoff at.
Yeah.
Either I say or don't say, you'd be like,
Whatever. Either way, you're wrong.
Yeah. Whatever.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 20.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.